GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Gee, one of our more frequent posters to our Facebook page, Sherry writes, in response to our question of the day, what the hell is wrong with Portland? Thank you, Sherry, for sending us that note. You can be friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Do you see the note that Portland City Councilors Piacelli and Brian Batson are introducing a measure that would ban? I found this interesting. It's banning not only the police department, but the city itself, some other divisions of the city, from using facial recognition technology. Who else is going to use facial? Is code enforcement going to use facial recognition technology within the the town city hall there?
A lot of people are using facial recognition technology these days. But it has its detractors as much as it has supporters. I think the argument has been, and I don't know about Portland, they're not using it at the current time. What do you do with it? That's been the argument. Even in Washington, where Republicans and Democrats never agree on anything, they did agree back in the spring that they're a little concerned about the unbridled use of AI.
Who said it was going to be unbridled?
Well, that's what they're asking. Who's going to do what with it and how?
Herb writes in our Facebook feed to us, why do we constantly handcuff the people who protect us? Our question of the day, should Portland ban law enforcement? I left the city aspect out of it just for clarity. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology? It's tech that exists. I guess it's more than the NCIS or whatever show you're watching on CBS uses. It's real. It exists. It can help track someone down that they're trying to find for whatever reason. Are you comfortable with it? We've seen many situations in our state where Portland will do something and then the rest of the towns and cities, the idea will come up and they'll fall in line. Hashtag marijuana. So our question of the day, should Portland ban law enforcement use of facial recognition technology? You say they're not using it now in Portland.
No.
How do you know?
Well, they said they weren't using it. The police aren't using it.
The police aren't.
Well,
if the FBI, I wonder if anybody else.
This all comes down to a group of things called AI, right? Artificial intelligence. For instance, they have LED streetlights there that double as Wi-Fi routers. They have traffic management. You're always on camera somewhere, somehow. The argument that was made, not so much in Portland, but against it when they had several conferences, that one, it's not totally accurate in some cases, and what are you using it for?
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology?
I'm not really sure, but you got to realize that the cat's out of the bag here, guys. All this AI, all the snooping on you, like I said the other day, the minute you step outside, you have absolutely no privacy. You never really did, but you got none now. If you have a passport, they've already got your face to recognize.
Someone posted on our Facebook thread a similar thought, Dean Downies. Thank you for the call at 1-800-966-1039. Once you're in public, your privacy slips away. Some of the text messages now coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Ben writes to us, so in Portland, bad guys can rob a bank and not wear a mask now. This person writes to us, China uses facial recognition. That should be enough to explain the negative. What are your thoughts? 1-800-966-1039.
Yeah, that has been the argument, really. The people in Beijing are being tracked by facial recognition technology, by state surveillance, and they are taking dissidents. They're using it against dissidents to the government. So it does come down, really, to what are you using it for?
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology? What are you thinking?
No, I think it's necessary, and I think this is boils down to one issue, and it's immigration. They just don't want facial recognition of illegal immigrants that are here without, you know, being here legally.
Step back to our conversation on Friday about the use of body cameras by not Portland police, but resource officers in schools. What were among the three reasons why the city council, the school board voted to delay? They said, well, is immigration and customs enforcement going to get access to the video? And that was a concern to some. This person writes to us, two guesses on who else within the city structure in Portland might be using facial recognition technology. Three guesses now. The dog catcher, waste management, and parks and rec. I believe that was sarcasm. Caller, hi.
I think it was sarcasm.
Caller, hi. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology? Two council members think so, and they're going to talk about it at the council meeting tonight. What are you thinking?
I think if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't have to worry about it.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, thanks for dialing in our question of the day. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology?
Law enforcement should use every technology they can to stop criminal activity. If they don't want to use it, it must be because they don't want to stop criminal activity.
More of the text messages. This person writes to us, no to the ban. I've nothing to hide, and I don't give two you-know-what about what they do. And Ben also writes to us, along with now the criminals, the bank robbers won't have to wear masks. There will be no more need for mugshots in that big file that they take you to look through downtown after you've been mugged.
According to what I've read about AI, it's not perfect. It has a very difficult job in identifying people of color, people who are brown or black, that the fail rate is fairly high. We use it all the time. I have a phone here that I can unlock by facial recognition. Facebook has used it. They're going to use it on airlines and boarding passes, for instance. TSA is using it.
This is a terrific text to us. The day they catch a terrorist, you'll be thanking them for using it. Caller, hello, the Jordan. Well, hang on a second. Maybe Portland police won't be using it, but we know the technology is there, and we know it's being used, and you don't hear about the terrorists. You don't hear about the ne'er-do-wells that are nabbed because of it. Caller, hello. GHRT asks you the question of the day. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm in 1984. Have a good one, Rick.
And you, sir, 1-800-966-1039. That was Winston calling in.
Well, again, who would really object to the police catching robbers? No. I think the worry has been, overall, is what is it going to be used for? Could in China, for instance, they track dissidents. If you have who can use it and when can they use it? Could you use it at a political rally to identify people? Could you use it in some kind of demonstration to identify those who are there? What kind of brakes do you want to put on it?
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show asks you the question of the day. Brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Caller, should Portland ban law enforcement from using facial recognition technology? What are you thinking?
Who's to say that smart TVs and cell phones aren't already doing this?
Well, they are. I can open this one I'm holding in my hand with the facial recognition.
And do your research, by the way, on the number of times that law enforcement has tried to gain the necessary information from the Alexa that was already in the room that overheard the conversation prior to the drug killing. Caller, hi. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology? What are you thinking?
Absolutely not, Rick. Criminals have the advantage right now.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology?
Yeah, I think they should ban it until I figure it out, because I was involved with a couple of towns in Maine buying body cameras, for example. And as you can imagine, there's, as the supplier end of it, there's huge differences between, we'll say, the stuff that really works, like, say, the ICE uses or the FBI uses, and what the towns can afford. There's a huge, huge, huge discrepancy in quality, accuracy. And so I think they really need to vet it to make sure, if you're going to do it, you better have the stuff that works, not this thousands of companies selling this stuff.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We ask you the question of the day. As others are chiming in on the PDQ door telephone line, should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology?
Hello. Hey, bud. What's the one thing that Portland has, been up on the rise? It's tourism, right? Cruise ships. you look at all these people coming in, you know, different countries and stuff. How are we going to know these people? You know, they're there for a day and then they get back on their ship and they head to New Brunswick or something.
I think the greater concern isn't tourism. The greater concern is drug running. We'll talk more about that in the third hour this morning. Caller, hi. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology?
Good morning, Rick. Did they ban the kids, or did they want to ban the kids that weren't immunized? I mean, was that for the safety of the kids? I mean, is this facial recognition, is this going to help keep his kids safe? Keep it going.
1-800-966-1039.
I don't follow that. But
no, his point is, we take all of these measures to protect our kids. What measures are we not going to take that are seen as measures that could protect us as a society? That's his point.
Well, will the city use it? The city says they have no plans to use it, but what happens if the city decides to use it? There are 117 million Americans, about one out of every two people already have their image in some type of law enforcement database. Now, where do they get it? They get it from our driver's licenses. They get it from our passport photos. By the way, 26 states allow law enforcement to do it. So it isn't like we're all of a sudden digging new territory here.
Can I ask your thoughts on something here? As I glanced at the article, and I don't know, maybe it'll come out tonight in the council meeting, what Pontius Ali and Brian Batson want. But if Portland says, all right, you can't use facial recognition technology here in our city, are they just talking just to the Portland Police Department, or are they talking to Immigrations and Customs Enforcement with their new office at One City Center? Are they talking to the FBI that might be in town? Are they talking to the CIA?
Well, I don't think they can do that. A local agency couldn't do that. If ICE comes in and they're using facial recognition, they are. As the caller said, they've got the highest level of it. That's the other question.
I wonder if these two council members are under the idea that if we ban this in our city, you know, marijuana's illegal, but Portland was the first to say, no, we're going to call it legal.
Well, there are mugshots are everywhere. There are agencies all over the country using facial recognition. And AI is going to be one of the big issues coming forward. The great question again is, and I wouldn't take it away from police, no, but it in fact has been around for decades.
This person writes to us, many public events, including Taylor Swift concerts, use facial recognition for protective measures. Caller, hi. Should Portland ban law enforcement's use of facial recognition technology? What are you thinking?
No, of course not. It's not any worse than their 30 M16s and 2 M14s and 20 red dot scopes and 2 up-armored battle wagons.
Does Portland have two battle wagons? I haven't seen those out there. Half of the people out there gave their picture away to an app to age themselves with no concern until after the fact. But now that the police want to use it, they're concerned? 1-800-966-1039. Caller, you get the last word. Should Portland ban law enforcement use of facial recognition technology?
I think it's just another way to keep the honest people honest, and the illegals will still find a way.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.